Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hey everyone, it's Klaatu, and this is when we talk about Pelatius. We've heard about Pelatius previously. He is the brother of Camus, and Camus, of course, is the lawful evil god who reigns over slavery and xenophobia. Pelatius is known as He Above, or the All-Seeing Eye. He's the god of knowledge, magic, and the sun. His worshippers tend to be bards, scholars, and wizards. His alignment, again, neutral good, and his domains are knowledge, magic, rune, and sun. His subdomains are the arcane, divine, thought, and wards. That's wards, not words, W-A-R-D-S. His favored weapon is the morning star, and his favored animal is the eagle. Pelatius was not always the god of the sun. He was originally just the god of magic and knowledge, and his storehouse of knowledge was so complete and so wealthy in knowledge that it contained truths not even the other gods knew. So he was pretty good at what he did, but he tended to be a little bit of an isolationist. In fact, he was kind of, I guess, what you would call a hoarder. He had all of this knowledge, this wealth of knowledge, but he could never be bothered to actually use his wisdom. So Camus, his brother, would come over to his lore tower and demand help from Pelatius. And it was usually help with interceding in some conflict, and Pelatius would never help him, could never be convinced to go help his brother. And to be fair, Camus, his long-term goal was to dominate the mortals, and Pelatius just didn't care about that. So there was really, he had no interest in getting involved. But eventually, Camus could hold back his desire for control and domination no longer, and he abandoned his post as the god of the sun to go whisper in the shadows. Tomathul, the lion, the king of kings, the most royal of the gods, if you'll recall, he's one of the lawful good gods, came around and saw that Pelatius had, even if indirectly, contributed to the corruption of Camus, and so as a punishment he decreed that Pelatius would take the place as the sun god. Pelatius didn't really want to do that, but he didn't really have a say in the matter, so he took up the mantle of sun god, and since he had nothing better to do while doing what sun gods do, he looked down on the mortal world and observed what they were up to. And wouldn't you know, he actually became kind of interested in the daily struggles of all these mortals. And so he decided to start cataloging all of their triumphs and their trials, and it is from this work that his primary holy text, called the Catalogue, was born. Pelatius has a pretty good church that has followers doubling as teachers, lore keepers, and historians. They stockpile knowledge and magical teachings, which obviously is why they are very popular with the wizards and the bards, and they disseminate to those who will use it well. His active clergy are split into three main branches, the lore keepers, the light bringers, and the scholars. So the lore keepers maintain and organize the storehouses of knowledge, the light bringers function as missionaries, carrying the light of learning and knowledge to the darkness. And the scholars, who don't really just sit around all day, they actually specialize in dangerous works of seeking out lost and hidden knowledge and bringing it back into the light of day, which sounds like it's just begging to be a character in a D&D adventure. I think you'll probably agree. Pelatius is a very popular deity with adventurers. Obviously, the scholars are perfect for this kind of thing. Their thirst for forbidden or hidden knowledge cannot be quenched. But even the less active scholars, like the older retired scholars, often sponsor adventuring groups to recover knowledge in Pelatius's name. And lore keepers can give players advice based on the library of arcane knowledge that they keep. Palacios' churches tend to be fairly well-funded and lavishly decorated because, as you can imagine, retired adventurers tend to have wealth, and new adventurers who are going out to find forgotten lore in Palacios' name probably come back usually just coincidentally with lots of treasure, gold, and gemstones, and so on. There aren't really any formal spell preparation rituals, interestingly. Palacios is really interested in teaching and study, and those are the acts of devotion, so rituals for spell preparation aren't really a thing. Generally, though, since there is reverence for the sun, the Palacian cleric might wake up at dawn, or if waking up in the depths of a dungeon where no sunlight is available, they'll make a fire or magical light to pray before. There are some religious traits provided by the source material. Palacios' revelation. Your dedication to the all-seeing eye has led to his favor falling on you. You gain a +2 trait bonus to perception checks to find concealed objects. Palacios' inspiration. Palacios has blessed you with an exceptional memory for trivia. Once per day, you can make a knowledge skill check as though you were trained in that category, and add a +2 trait bonus to that check. I think Palacios is a fairly made-to-order god of knowledge. He kind of just is exactly what you need if you need a drop-in god for a bard or a wizard or just a generally learned person. I like that there's a built-in conflict a little bit between Palacios and Camus, because you never know how that might spill over into their followers. It's also a little bit interesting that they're not on the opposite ends of the spectrum, you know. One is lawful evil, and Palacios is neutral good. So, I mean, obviously good and evil are pretty opposite, but lawful versus neutral is not exactly, I wouldn't say they were flip sides of the coin. I guess almost by definition, neutral would be the edge of the coin. There's conflict, but not necessarily the obvious one. It also has me thinking the indifference that Palacios showed in his early days about his knowledge kind of made me think of modern-day scientists who, while are very smart and very learned, obviously, sometimes do things that are used for evil, and there's not really an inherent good or evil in knowledge, right? Knowledge is knowledge, and it's not good or bad, it's just the facts. So you kind of wonder how a follower of Palacios might be swayed by some of the knowledge that they find. And you kind of wonder if a follower might start leaning towards good or evil based on maybe some of the discoveries that they make. Could be an interesting character, like an NPC or something. Anyway, that's Palacios, that's his story. And next week we will continue on with Veloria, who we also, I think, heard mentioned at one time in another god's legend. So we'll find out more about her. Thanks for listening. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.